The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hess with RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and we have another fun show.
Action-packed day today again. Yeah. We're going to be talking about education.
Yes, finally getting into some education stuff. We've been educating everybody, so it's time to give them a little bit more learning on some other things that are going on in the area about education and not necessarily the K-12.
Right. Yeah, we're going to go a step beyond that.
Yeah.
And really focus on the college and career readiness.
Yes, I'm super excited about that because that's something we've mentioned on the show is that there's lots of companies around here that are looking for good, solid workers. And there's a wonderful top 10 college right in our midst that I think a lot of people don't even think about sometimes.
Probably drive right by it.
Well, they're probably stuck in traffic driving by it.
Absolutely.
See if you can figure out who we're talking about. But anyway, we're going to get into this wonderful interview here in just a few minutes. We've got Dr. McCarthy from Renton Technical College. Please say hello.
Hello, everyone. Kevin McCarthy.
Yes. And we also have Carrie Shaw, who you're executive director of the foundation. Is that
correct?
Correct.
Okay. Correct.
And so that's for the foundation of Renton Technical College, and that helps in some of the support of students at the college. So we're going to get into that in a little bit, but because we are a real estate and mortgage show.
Right.
Yeah, we should probably start off
Let's
with our
get that
mortgage
out of the
updates.
Way. We'll get that stuff
get it out of here so
early.
We can be talking to these awesome people over here.
Absolutely. Well, it was another good week for interest rates so far.
So far. Okay.
Today is a bit volatile. We've seen over 20 lenders increase their rates during the day today. Not a lot,
oh, really?
But a little bit.
Okay.
So what's happening right now is that the bond market, which drives mortgage rates, mm-hmm. is reacting to a whole slew of economic events that are coming out this week. So this morning, we got ISM, which is industrial sales, mm-hmm. and that came in a little bit higher.
So that's all
than
like
expected.
Major equipment.
Yes, exactly. This is what factories and businesses are purchasing for their mm-hmm. equipment, and that came in a little bit stronger than was expected. As well as housing starts came in a bit stronger than what was expected.
Oh,
not
okay.
stellar numbers, not like blockbuster numbers, but yeah. still a bit higher than what we were thinking. So that's putting a little bit of upward pressure on rates so far this week. And so far, though, the average 30-year mortgage is still hovering around 3.75%. So nothing to
wonderful.
You know, shake a stick at. 15-year fixed rates are under 3%, national average around 2.98%. And FHA loans are averaging around 3.375. So they're still very,
oh
very good.
What about jumbos? Did you say those?
Yeah, jumbos are sitting around 3.75 also.
3.75.
So,
okay.
So you know, very,
I'm saying
very
that because I have someone who's trying to get one right now, and they're hearing yeah. between 3.75 to 4, and they're
now
shopping it a little
and,
bit.
And when you hear me talking about rates, one thing to keep in mind is that there are nuances with conventional loans, especially where they're called adjusters, and these are set by the government sponsored entities, the GSEs, mm-hmm. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, mm-hmm. that will increase pricing based on risk parameters. So the main risk parameters are your down payment or your loan to value ratio,
mm-hmm.
That can affect the interest rate.
Right.
Your credit score can affect the interest rate. Also, the type of loan, if we go into a sort of a not jumbo, but higher than $417,000, that can affect the rate.
Right.
And also the type of loans. So, for instance, a cash out refinance or you're pulling equity out
right.
of the property will give you a higher interest rate than if you're just doing a standard refinance. And even that's a slightly higher interest rate than if you're purchasing a home. So all these rates I'm quoting, you will see variations from place to place and even from, you know, depending on your individual circumstances, especially the credit score. That can make a fairly significant mm-hmm. difference to the rate that you get.
So can't just trust whatever is being thrown around on the internet.
Exactly. That's right. And we hear that all the time. Well, hey, so-and-so said, I could get 3.5.
Well, yeah, I was online and Quicken Loans said.
Right.
It's like, well,
I'm not
going to
name names, but that's right. Exactly. Exactly. So there's the question, what fee did I pay to get that rate? But
right.
also, what's my unique individual circumstances? And mm-hmm. if I'm putting less
people
down
have to remember their credit score and all their other history is just like their fingerprints.
Yeah.
All unique.
It absolutely
Everything is.
Everything is
absolutely different. You don't necessarily, because I've had that situation with clients in the past where they're like, hey, I was at a dinner party. I don't understand why I'm getting this rate. And I was like, well, do you know what your friend's credit score was?
Right.
Well, no. Okay. Well, and you know you were in the low 600s, right? Well, yeah.
That's right. And all those factors.
It's like,
really
okay, were they conventional? Because you're doing FHA for a reason.
Right.
You know.
So, yes, that's right. That's right. So this week, we will see some volatility with rates. We've got a big week for economic statistics, and those can really have an effect mm-hmm. on interest rates. Tomorrow, we get employment numbers, which are the number of jobs being created. Thursday, we get unemployment numbers, which mm-hmm. are the number of people who are considered able-bodied workers but not able to work. Mm-hmm. And Friday, we're getting more international trade, the trade deficit. We're getting some more jobs numbers. So lots and lots going on this week. So if you're thinking about locking in a rate, today wouldn't be a bad day to do that. And we could see some additional volatility throughout the week. If those numbers come in worse than expected, that'll lower rates. If they come in better than expected, that will raise rates.
I always feel like we're gambling.
Sure.
You know, it just always feels like a gamble. Like, oh, which way could it go? Which way could it go? You know?
Yeah, I know. I wish.
Rolling the dice a little bit. Like, oh, I'll wait. Oh, crap.
I wish I were Janet Yellen's loan officer.
Yeah, well, let me ask you. Oh, I know. You've mentioned that before. Let me ask you this, though. If someone did lock in today, do all loan programs offer that one-time float down?
No, they don't.
So you got to be talking to your lender
really
about that.
Good because question. If ask someone, your lender.
Yeah, because if someone did have that as an option, but they locked today and maybe those numbers ended up being like, oh, whoops.
That's right. So if your lender may offer a float down option, meaning that once you're locked in, you're protected from rates rising. But if they fall before your loan closes, you could take advantage of a drop in the rates. Now, with every lender, that's typically not free. You know, there's going to be some red tape with that. But the general math on that is if interest rates drop more than about 0.25% from what you're locked at, you could usually benefit from that, possibly get not all of the drop, but most of the drop without any cost to you. So it's definitely worth exploring. Find out if your lender offers that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, then even if you're locked in, keep an eye on those rates.
Oh, yeah.
And if you
see
a rally in the bond market, meaning bond prices are rising, meaning that interest rates are falling, that's when you want to start exploring those float downs.
Okay. We don't talk about the float thing that often, so I just thought I'd throw it out there. Mostly
it's
because
top
I do.
Secret.
Well, only because some people probably don't talk about it.
That's
the only way it turns into
your lender
top secret.
May not want to talk about it.
The purposeful top secret, maybe. I don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, okay. Do you have more to cover on that?
No, I'm happy. I'm good.
Okay.
And so
well,
those are the main things. So the emphasis this week, though, with rates, we're still looking very, very good, but we do have some volatility hitting us right now and a bit of upward pressure on rates today. So that could turn around tomorrow or it could continue. And in which case, if you're looking at that tomorrow and the bond markets are having a bad day, well, then you should have locked today. So there you go.
Are you going to wag your finger at people then?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That's right.
Just checking. Okay, well, I'm going to get off mortgage right now.
Absolutely.
Because I'm super excited about having these folks here because I'm a bit of a nerd, right? So I got to say, and I live in Renton and I'm part of the Renton Chamber. And the longer I'm down there and the more I learn about Renton Technical College, the more excited I get about you guys.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
I get excited, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's so funny because, I moved here back in 1989, and I knew about RTC, but I hadn't really explored much about it because I didn't really have a need to at the time. But, I moved away from Renton, so it kind of went way into the back of my mind. Knew it was there. Knew there were some other, technical colleges around. Didn't know much about the differences. But then when I moved back to the Renton area, that was in 2007, as I got more engaged in the local community and then the Renton Chamber, then I started learning all the, especially once I got on the board, and I'll mention here to our listeners. So Kevin is on the board with me for the Renton Chamber, and before you, I knew Steve. And so I would hear about things going on at the college. So through that, through the board, sometimes they talk about what's going on because there was an education segment, obviously. And then also as part of my work in the business development committee, we also had people coming to that as well. And so I would hear about, I was like, I didn't know there was a culinary program. Like, I knew there were some nursing programs. I didn't know about the construction program. Oh, lo and behold, I didn't know about the entrepreneurial program. Like, lo and behold, I need to go and check more of this out. And so I just keep getting very excited. And that's why I was really thrilled that you agreed to be on today, because I just want to scream and yell all the time about how wonderful this college is. And I thought this would be a great vehicle to give you guys a little bit more exposure.
Well, that's great. We really appreciate that, because I think it's common for people to have your reaction.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, oh, you do what, all that stuff? So
yeah.
I think locally we can be a very well-kept secret for some, and a very great resource that for people that know about it.
Yeah.
So once we're known kind of nationally for things, it's nice to bring it closer to home, because we do so much for local residents and the economy.
And that's the thing, is you have been getting all this wonderful national recognition, but here we have so many folks in our backyard that just kind of aren't even as familiar with it. So I thought, you know, that what a great opportunity. You know, you're newer to the school, right? You've been there since
I've been there 8 months now, as of today.
Okay.
So started on July 1st, so it's great to be there.
Yeah.
I've been here 2 months.
You've been here 2 months. Okay. So you didn't have a history with the school prior to coming 2 months ago, Carrie?
I didn't, actually. My background is in marketing, and then I came from the state legislature. So I was dealing with the big policy issues, and now I get to see how lives are truly transformed every day through career training and education. And
okay. Well, fantastic. So what I want to let our listeners know that we're going to try and get to today, because there's just so much about the school. I think people need to be able to do a little exploration. What's a website that people could go to start learning a little bit more about the school if they want to start checking it out while we're on air?
RTC.edu.
Okay. That's a simple one.
RTC.edu. Okay. And we are here with Dr. Kevin McCarthy and Carrie Shaw with the Renton Technical College.
Yeah, we'll be back here shortly to get into more details about the programs they offer and what the foundation does for the students. More with Open House with Team Reba.
Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.